If you have your Bible, turn to Genesis chapter 6. Genesis chapter number 6, if you have your place, you want to stand with us on the reading of God's Word. I want to begin reading verse number 5. And the Bible says, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he had made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast and creeping thing, and the fowls of the air, for it repenteth me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord." And these are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. And Noah walked with God. And Noah begot the three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God looked upon the earth, and behold, it was corrupt. And for all flesh had corrupted his way upon the earth. And God said unto Noah, you know God's got a way. Amen. It's a whole lot better if we can get in God's way. His way, go His way. And God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come up before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. He said, make thee an ark of gopher wood, a room shall make in the ark, and shall pitch it within and without with pitch. And this is the fashion which thou shalt make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, and the breadth of it 50 cubits, and the height of it 30 cubits. The window shalt thou make to the ark, and in the cubit shalt thou finish it above, and the door of the ark shalt thou set in the side thereof, with lower, second, and third stories shalt thou make it. And behold, I do bring a flood of waters upon the earth to destroy all flesh wherein is the breath of life from under the heaven, and everything that is in the earth shall die. But with thee will I establish my covenant. Thou shalt come into the ark, thou and thy sons and thy wife and thy sons' wives with thee, and of every living thing of all flesh, two of every sort shall be brought into the ark to keep them alive with thee, and they shall be male and female, of fowls after their kind, of cattle after their kind, of every creeping thing to earth after his kind. Two of every sort shall come in unto thee to keep them alive. And take thou unto thee of all food that is eaten, and thou shalt gather it into thee, and it shall be for food for thee and for them. Thus did Noah according to all that God commanded him, so he did. I want to preach this morning, if God be my help, for just a few minutes, on this thought, salvation in it all. Salvation in it all. Now, the Bible says here that it teaches us here, it instructs us here, the Word of God says that wickedness had waxed great. Now, I want you to look around today, and wickedness is on every hand. You don't have to look around much till you find it. But God said to prepare an ark for the saving of, he told Noah to prepare an ark for the saving of himself and his family. Amen. And so he began to make an ark. Amen. And the Bible said to make it out of wood. He said to make it three stories with a window on top. Amen. And a door on the side. Amen. Ain't that what he said? And he said the size of it, he gave him the size, the specifications for it. And he said, when you build it, he said, then pitch it inside and outside, praise God, this ark. And he said, God said, then I'm going to have you enter into it, and I'm going to close you up. So God said, I'm going to get you inside of this ark. Now, this ark is a type of protection. And he said, I'm going to get you inside this ark. Now, the Bible tells us in chapter number 7 that God told him he was going to send a humongous rain upon the earth. Now, in that time, we know that it kind of had a greenhouse effect. They would go to bed at night and wake up in the morning, and there'd be a heavy dew upon the earth, which would water the earth. And had never seen rain. It had never rained. It never needed to before then. But God said, I'm going to send a rain upon the earth. Now, can you imagine those folks, kind of like in our time, when Noah said, they come out there and he was a sawing and a cutting and a hammering and a banging. And they said, hey, buddy, what are you doing? He said, I'm building an ark. He said, you're building a what? He said, I'm building a great big boat, amen, because God said he's going to send a flood, a torrential rain. He's going to flood the earth. Amen. He said, man, you've lost your mind. And for 120 years, Noah was a building on that ark. He has prepared the ark, and he was preaching the whole time. And the Bible says in chapter number 7 that the fountains of the deep broke up. Amen. The water began to come up, and the heavens was opened up, and the world began to see the first rain. I mean, it wasn't just a rain; it was a torrential rain pouring out upon them. The waves that ship began to rise up in the water. Those waves began to beat and bang about it. Amen. Can you imagine? I seen a cartoon a while back. It had two dinosaurs sitting upon a home. You wonder what happened to the dinosaurs. Well, I seen that a cartoon had two dinosaurs sitting up on this little island, and the boat was floating away, and one of them looked at the other and said, "Was that today?" But you know, in the life that we live, I believe there's a whole lot of time that's going to be a lot of our people that's going to come up, and this life is going to slip by us, and salvation's going to slip by us, and the hope of God is going to slip by them, and they're going to look back one day and said, "Was that today?" Amen. I want to say we need to be ready to go be with the Lord. We need to get ready now. We need to be listening and praying, looking for God. Expect Him to come at any minute to take us home to be with Him. Praise God. But we see this, and we won't say tonight, the title of the message is Salvation in It All. We see the salvation of God. We see God moving. We see God working. We see God preparing. God don't like wickedness. God don't like sin. And God said, "Hey, listen, the only thing I can do is just get rid of it, just wipe it out, clean it up, and start all over." Amen. So we see that boat floating out there, and we see the waves. Praise God, they're boisterous. They're all over the place. Can you imagine as that thing's taken up from the earth and the floods is coming and the deep is opened up and the floods is coming from heaven and that thing floats up out of there. But inside the ship, amen, is Noah and his family and all those critters. Amen. We see the water prevailing. We see the boat raising up. And we see the wicked race on the outside, the humanity that would reject and deny God, that would mock and make fun of Noah. Amen. When he's calling and compelling them to come in, he said, "You got to get in here. You got to get in the ark. You got to get in the boat before it's too late." And they mocked him and made fun of him. And while the world is perishing around him, praise God, we see Noah and his family. Praise God, they're being swept away. Praise God, the earth. And we see Noah safe in the ship. Amen. We see this ship. Now the Bible tells us that on the inside and the outside it was pitched. With pitch. It was sealed. Praise God. So it would be safe for them to be in. It would keep the water out. It would keep the harm away. They were in the ark. And the ark is taken up. Praise God. Now I want you to notice this. The Bible says that the ark was taken up. Praise God, by the flood. But glory, hallelujah. That ark, that type of safety, that tarp of Christ Jesus our Lord, it was taken up. But praise God, said one day, a little while, the waters would recede, the waters would go down, and the boat would come back, and it would set down back on this earth on Mount Ararat. Praise God, one day in a little while, I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Lord, one day in a little while, we're going to go out of here, but the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back, and He said we get to come back with Him, and we can see it, praise God, taking place. Amen. We see this type in God Almighty and His Word. Now the Bible tells us in 2 Peter chapter 1 that the Bible is no private interpretation. Amen. Let me just read that to you so I don't mess it up. Praise the Lord. In 2 Peter chapter number 1, verse number 20, he said, "Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." Now that word is actually means originated or come to exist by any private interpretation. He said, it's all foundational. He said, "For the prophecy came not of old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost." So he said, if he gives you an example and a type in one place, and he can give you an example and a type in another place, and it'll fit just like a glove because it's the Word of God. It manifests itself to us so we can see it without any doubt, and we can know it without any doubt. Our hearts can be moved with it without any doubt because it's the Word of God. Amen. That's why we can take 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. praise God, and we can go back and tie it into Genesis chapter 6, where God would send salvation, praise God, to people even in a wicked time and wicked nation. Praise God, He said He'd send salvation, praise God, through the Lord Jesus Christ, through that ark, the Lord Christ, our Savior. Now the ark is a type of Christ. We see it, praise God, and we see that God Almighty has made it set. He set it up so that you could see it, I could see it. And the Bible tells us that God told Noah, He said, to make that thing out of gopher wood. Now gopher wood, we see that wood as a type of the humanity of Christ, that He grew up in the earth. Amen. Praise God. And we see that He was hewn down, and the wood was sawn, and the wood was hammered, and the wood was nailed. Can you see Christ Jesus? He was that wood. He was that type of the ark. Praise God. He grew up on this earth. Praise God. He's a man just like you and me. But He grew up as a perfect man. And He's a perfect example. But they didn't want the perfect man. They didn't want a perfect example. You know why they didn't want it? Because their deeds was evil. Amen. Anytime you get around somebody that's trying to live right, act right, and do right, amen, it brings conviction on you if you ain't. Amen. But we see the Lord Jesus Christ as He is a type of that humanity, that type of that wood, praise God, it was sown, that it might preserve a place of safety for humanity. Hello? If Noah hadn't survived, humanity would have been gone. The human race would have been wiped out. But God Almighty, He said, Bible says He found grace, that Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. The Lord looked down upon him and He seen Noah. He said he was a just man. He's justified because he was walking and talking and trying his best to do right. Was he perfect? The Bible said he is perfect in his generation. In other words, what the Bible said, God was telling us Noah was the best He had. Amen. Noah was putting forth an effort. You know God reward our efforts. Amen. If we'll put forth just a little bit of effort, God will reward our efforts. If we'll just put forth a little bit. Amen. So we see the ark, we see the wood, and we see that wood was pitched within and without. And I will say that wood can't save you. Humanity can't save you. There's no man that can save you. Amen. It takes Jesus couldn't save us within Himself. The human part of Him, His body couldn't save you. His body was given to us, but it was the blood of Calvary, praise God. That was the atonement for sin. Amen. It was through His blood, praise God. That blood is the top of the pitch. It's put on the inside and the outside. And it's glory, hallelujah. It makes you stormproof. So the storms can beat and batter. But praise God, it'll never, ever get through the pitch. It'll never get through the blood. Ain't you glad for that? Hey, God, that's why we can just plead the blood. Glory, hallelujah. What God's already done for us. The man along can't. The wood along can't keep the water out. The wood along can't keep the judgment from coming. But that blood of Lord Jesus Christ, that pitch within and without, is what made the difference. Now the Bible says that He made that ark and He pitched it within and out and said He put a wind in the top. Amen. Put a wind in the top. So in other words, the Bible said He put a wind up there so we could look up to the author and the finisher of our faith. He would look up, praise God, into the heavens of glory. He said we didn't need to look down. We didn't need to look out. He said, but we know from whence I come with our help. Our help comes from the Lord. And He said, I put a window in the heavens. So when no matter what happens, we can just look up and see Jesus. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. When the mully grubs get you down, you feel like you're about to be sucked under. Glory. Hallelujah. Just look up to Jesus, the author and finisher of your faith, and just say, hallelujah. Glory to God. I know You got this, Lord. I know I'm in Your hands, and no man can pluck me out. Glory. Thank You, God, for the knowledge that You give me. Amen. I'm glad I'm saved this morning. Praise God. Glad I know Him as my Lord and my Savior. I'm pitched within and without. Blood's been applied. Glory, hallelujah. There's a window so I can look up and see my Savior. The Bible says old Stephen was being stoned. He was being rocked to sleep. Said he looked up into the portals of glory and the heavens was opened up. Lord, just don't open that window. Lord, hallelujah. And John looked there and he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Amen. Glory. Can you imagine when he looked up and saw the Savior? Praise God. His despair went to a smile. Can you imagine? I know the Bible said that when Saul of Tarsus was there and he saw that take place, he was holding the clothes of those that was stoning to death. And he looked up and saw, I believe he got a little glimpse of what Stephen saw, and it took him to the very fibers of his being. He never got over that. Man, praise the Lord. Stephen looked through that window. Amen. He saw the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, standing at the right hand of the Father, making intercession for me and you, praise the Lord. That window above, praise God, that window of faith that we have. Amen. And then the Bible says there was a door in the side. This great big ship had a door in the side. It reminds us of the Lord Jesus Christ of that hole that was pierced, that piercing side that he had when he said he was hanging on the cross of Calvary. And he was hanging there and he said, it's finished. He had already taken the beating. He had already took the sins of the world. He had already become sin for you and me so that we could be saved. Praise God. And said that old Roman soldier come over there and he didn't break his leg because the Bible said there'd be no bones broken because it's the mar of the bone, praise God, where life flows. And he said, they're not going to break up live because his glory, somebody will jump up and shout that his life will never be taken. Praise God, he laid it down for me and you, and he'll take it up again, and he'll live forevermore. Glory, hallelujah. I know that he does because he lives in our hearts. Yes. Amen. Amen. Praise his holy name. So we see that door that's in the side, that type of Lord Jesus Christ, that piercing side. And said that the water and the blood flowed out of it. It was out of his side that the church was born, was birthed, praise God. It come into existence. It was that blood that was shed from Calvary, shed at Calvary. Amen. Praise God that through that blood of Calvary, blood from that piercing side, that he might begin to get him a bride. You remember the story of Adam? Oh, Adam was over there. God created Adam, put him in a garden. And he was all these other creatures, and he was supposed to name all of them, be caretaker over them, give him authority over them. And he looked down there at Adam in the garden. He saw he's all by himself. And God said this. He said, it's not good for man to be alone. Amen. So he said he put Adam to sleep. The Lord used the first anesthesia. Amen. And he put old Adam to sleep, and he reached into his side. He pulled out a rib and he made a woman. Amen. Do you see the type here? What I'm saying is, praise God, where you see it once, you see it many, many times. We see a type of Adam, praise God, he was put to sleep, and out of his side, praise God, God reached in and he pulled out a bride for Adam. Amen. Glory, hallelujah. It's out of the riveted side of Lord Jesus Christ that God Almighty reached in and he's pulling him out a bride for Jesus' sake. Glory, hallelujah. Can you just imagine what it's going to be like one day, praise God, when we get to be there with him? He gave it all for you and me. Praise his name. We see that boat. We see the door. We see the window. We see the three stories. Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, that representation. The Spirit, the soul, and the body. Amen. Praise God. Foundationally one upon the other. And we see the power and the magnificence of it when the spirit and the soul and the body, praise God, come together in one, in unison through Christ Jesus our Savior. It becomes a mighty vessel. Amen. Mighty vessel. They said the Titanic. They built the Titanic, supposed to be the most awesome vessel that was ever built. And they christened it. Of course, when they were breaking out their wine bottles, they knew something was going wrong. Amen. Ain't nothing ever go right when you go breaking out the wine. But they christened that thing and said, God himself would never sink this boat. And on its maiden voyage, it went out to sea, run upon an iceberg, and sunk. Amen. Praise God. I won't say praise the Lord, but God Almighty, he built a boat. Amen. He made a promise. He made a covenant with man, with humanity. He said, I'm going to put you in that boat. Praise God. But the Bible says, now watch the story. The Bible says that God up to this point here, you see that Noah listened to God and he built that boat. He built that ark, type of Christ. He pitched it within and without. God called him in. Praise God. And the Bible says that God shut the door. Amen. You know, once that door is closed, it can't be opened. Amen. One day, that, praise God, the door of salvation is going to be closed to a lost and a dying world, and they'll not be able to get in. They'll be standing on the outside, and the floods will come. The heartaches will come. The terror will come. They can beat, and they can holler, and they can scream all they want to, but they'll not get in. Amen. We need to get in today, praise God. We need to accept the Lord Jesus Christ and enter into the ark of Christ, the safety of the Lord, while we can. But I want you to notice, it says in chapter number 7, I want you to notice this right quickly, and we'll finish up. It's in the 600th year, verse 11 of Noah's life, on the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day, were all the fountains of the great deep broken up. Amen. We see the fountains of the death broken up. In other words, we see the death, we see the vengeance, we see the wrath, and we see the fires of hell that was turned loose on this ark. These fires, praise God, this turmoil, this vengeance, this violence, the very venom, praise God, of the world was turned loose on this ark, a type of Jesus Christ. But to represent the beating that He took for us, the beatings that the devil and the world and the demons of hell would assail Him with when He come to be the Savior of our soul. We see the depths opening up like they had never opened up before. Amen. Not only do we see the depths opened up, but we see heaven open. The Bible says, beside all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. You see what was all the wrath of hell was turned loose on Jesus. They thought they could persuade Him. They thought He could stop Him. But then the wrath of heaven was opened up. God poured His wrath upon a sinful world. But Jesus Christ bore our sins on the cross of Calvary. He never flinched. He never let up. He stayed there. Praise God. He could have called 10,000 legions of angels. Praise God. But He didn't. He stayed there. He took the strife. He took the shame upon Himself. He became sin for me and you. He that knew no sin became sin. Praise God. So that we could be made sinless through Him. So that we could be saved. We could be redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ that He shed on Calvary. Amen. And the depths of hell was being poured out upon Him. And heaven opened its gates and it poured out the wrath of God on sin. Ain't you glad that Jesus took that so you don't have to? Amen. This world's under a curse, sin curse. And we see a lot of strife and hardship and agony and sickness and things like that. But praise God, it's nothing compared to what we could be going through if Jesus Christ, our Savior, hadn't become sin for us. Amen. But we see that He took that. He endured those poundings, those beatings, those waves of retribution from the world and the devil and God the Father poured out upon Him. But inside, they were safe. Inside was the saved of God. Praise God. All outside perished. Amen. But all those who was inside were safe. The boat floated up. The boat was floating. The storms was raging. But inside, old Noah and his family was singing praises to God. Amen. It was pitched within and out, covered by the blood, praise God. And that ship was sailing fine. It was a sailing on, praise God. So Noah was able, praise God. He was there. He done what God told him. And he was taken up by God. Amen. He's lifted up above the sin and the conflict of the world. Can you see the picture that the Lord gives us in this bark, this safety, this deliverance? Jesus was trying to explain to the Jew that Jesus did that, praise God. He did it for me, it did it for you, it did it for them. If we just believe, trust on the Lord. They was an ark of safety. They was a place where we could come. They was a place where we could find peace, contentment, a place out of the storm. But they chose not. I wonder how many of our people today are not choosing a place out of the storm. The storms is coming. Amen. The waters is rising, and we don't see the need. We don't see the need to be saved. God was compelling them to come in. There was a time when he told Noah and his family, he said, Noah, it's time to come in. The Lord's saying now to us, he said, the fields are white already to harvest. He said, it's time to come in. It's time to come in. It's time to get in the boat. Because in just a little bit, praise God, that ark is going to be sailing. Amen. And so we need to be on it when it sails out of here. We need to be on it, praise God, when it's time. Praise His holy name. He's calling. As our ark went up, that ark has come back. It's coming back to the land, and it's going to settle back in there. Praise God. Just like Jesus went up, praise God, He's coming back. He's coming back, and we need to be ready. God said, I'll save humanity. I'll save humanity. Amen. Because God, Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. He brought in his three sons. Amen. Shem, a type of the Jew. Ham, a type of the black race, the nations. Amen. He saved them out of there. He saved Japheth, which would have been a type of the white or the Caucasian race. God Almighty saved them out, saved them unto Himself. Praise God. He put them in a place of safety. See, it was salvation in all of it. Everything that God laid out here, it was about salvation. It was about that ark. And it's about the blood that Jesus shed on Calvary for sinners like us, that through Him we might be saved. Amen. Are you saved today? Are you in the ark? If it sails out today to the portals of glory, you know you'll arrive in safe harbor on the other side. That old ship, it's battled. Amen. It's torn. But praise God, it's still safe. It's still the safest place to be. Salvation is in all that we see here in Noah's journey. It was salvation for the Jew, and it was salvation for me and you too, if we'll just get in the boat. If we accept what Jesus done for us on Calvary. If we ask God to help us. Amen. The tides are rising. Violence, that we're living in the day that Noah was. The Bible says, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man cometh. Amen. They had just total disregard for God. They were in violence and wickedness and disarray. What about us today? I mean, we need to be on fire for God. We need to be in the boat. We need to be in the ark. We need to be in that place of safety. God created a place of safety so that they could come in. Noah and his family. Now, we may be here today. You may be here today. You may say, well, preacher, I'm all right. But what about everybody around you? What about your family, your children, your loved ones, your brothers, your sisters, your mamas, your daddies, your mamas and your papas? What about all them? They need to be in that ark of safety because that's the only place you'll get out of the storm. That's the only place that we'll be safe. Amen. What about you today? Where are you at?